Well, we got a special guest joining us here on the Outdoor Show. Lowell Larson, how are you doing, sir?
Very well. Yourself?
I'm doing excellent. I'm glad to have you on the show here to talk about your upcoming candidacy for the 2016 sheriff's election. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Today is the day we announced.
So tell us what's going on with that. What made you decide to run for sheriff at this point? Obviously, Mike Lovelace is retiring.
Correct.
So the position is open.
Yes.
And why do you want to be sheriff?
Well, I've been with the sheriff's office for 16 years, and of that 16 years, I've worked in the jail for 7 years, and I've been on the road patrol for over 9 years. So I have a big passion for the place, and I don't want that sheriff's office turning into a home for retirees.
Ah, understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, basically, there's two divisions to the sheriff's office.
Correct.
The jail side and then the road side, so
yes,
to speak.
Yes.
So you have a broad understanding of that. Now, also, yes, if I remember correctly, you're part of the search and rescue team.
Not currently part of the search and rescue
team. But you were?
But I was. Yeah, okay. Starting in 98, I volunteered for almost 9 years, and I was a team leader with the search and rescue team.
Which involves what?
Well, it's basically, someone's lost out in the woods, and they make a phone call and tell us that we're lost. Or back in the day when I started, cell phones weren't around, and so it made it a lot more difficult for us. So usually we would get the call for an overdue hunter or overdue fisherman, and we'd go out and try to find them.
And obviously you have a passion for the outdoors, too.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things that, when I spoke with you, you wanted to convey in your candidacy. Is you understand the whole part of the outdoors, the whole part of the Second Amendment.
Yes.
All of which you have participated in training people mm-hmm. to be shooters. You're a shooting mm-hmm. instructor.
Correct. Firearms instructor.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that and how you think it relates to folks that might be listening right now. Someone that's saying, well, why should I vote for you, Lowell?
Well, anytime we have a major event across the country, I see this country getting polarized and trying to paint each other in both corners. And we need to have people that understand the issues and make decisions that are well-informed and understand that it's just not looks. For instance, someone might think a M16 or an AR-15 looks really bad, but it functions the same as a semi-automatic hunting rifle. And the function is the same, but the looks are different. So we can't make decisions made based on looks alone.
On emotion and...
Yeah, everyone gets really emotionally charged, and we need to step back, and we need to look at what it is that, if we need to change anything.
Well, Lowell, I'm a big fan, obviously, of your wife. She's taken over your mom's shop on
Correct.
Third Street,
yep.
Market Embroidery. So
yes.
Not only do you have a broad knowledge now of both sides of the sheriff's division,
yep.
Marquette County Sheriff's Office.
Correct.
But also a local business owner, too.
Yes. Yep. My wife and I own Marquette Embroidery. My mom started that in the early 80s, and so she retired about 5 years ago, and my wife and I took that over.
She does a great job.
Thank you.
Does my embroidery. Lowell, can you hang around with us, and we'll talk a little bit further?
Absolutely.
All right. Lowell Larson, candidate for the 2016 Marquette County Sheriff's position. And we'll be back in just a little bit to talk a little further. This is The Outdoor Show.